When we left off last time in Arachus of Shechiyonu, today we must start a brand new sugya of Kedimas HaBrochis. But just before we come on to that new sugya, I want to mention, we said in the Maisa Chazal, from the stacking, that if a person sees a new season of fruits, he is Sameach with that, and in Mela, he can make a Shechiyonu, because he has a greater Simcha from seeing that fruit.
Oh. Just seeing, not eating?
Very good, just seeing. It used to be a mo, he said.
Oh, it's amazing. I see an interesting fruit, so I make a problem.
It used to be that way.
That's retarded.
It used to be. Chol.
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 Again?
Yesterday was crazy for you because you just see mass food and...
Rabbi said, I have very chosh of a shayah right now. I'm very chosh of a boch in yeshiva.
Maybe I'm shayah.
No problem. Is it 20 and 30 days? The real? Is it 20 and 30 days? The Marocco of Shechiyonu.
Did you get the bag? You didn't get the bag. Seriously.
What you said yesterday? What did you read your book? No shaykhs to 30 days. It's all the Marocco's of seasonal fruits. That means it's a brand new season in the Marocco.
Wait, what if it's a new season? You ate it yesterday.
What do you mean?
No. Then you made a new 80 yesterday.
Well, it's today. You made the bracha yesterday.
So what if you, 30 days from now, you can't make another bracha?
No. So then it depends on Nachanami. Then it depends on something you should have made a Shechiyonu and you forgot. So then Chazal say that Kozman saw the Simcha from seeing it through, you can make a bracha. Now, Rabbi,
does this all go on the internet?
Yes. With the names of the participants of the shi'a, an address, email address.
With this conversation,
is that how Kevin Yisimcha could give?
They're edited. Now, very time, I asked the Mishnah Orbach a very important shayla.
Today?
No, not today.
I go Wednesday.
I go Wednesday, but I speak on the phone all the time. No, but the Etzim asked a very important shayla. This shayla is a very negated shayla. What happens if I don't have Simcha when I eat a grape? It bothers me. Very nice. I come to my college, they have strawberries. Ooh, Simcha.
You're not doing anything. You don't have das. The Chazal has das.
Chazal said,
you don't have
a
Simcha.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Same thing as the chicken skin. If the whole world likes it.
Right, that's called bottled dietary.
Right, bottled dietary.
Ah, so we're trying to ever have Simcha.
Yeah.
Okay, but wait, so let's ask the room. Let's make a vote. Who has the most amazing Simcha when he sees a strawberry?
If
you're high, well, anyway, any of you can't edit this here. But the kids are. Alright, let's go to the Maisa Matis. The Maisa Matis Machavin to Vilyasha and to Vishal Oz. That they sign up. Chazal was sucking that a person beheads an Simcha. The fact that you're crazy and you got filled with Simcha, it's not my problem.
That's what Matis said.
That's what Matis said. Mamash Machavin to the Godel Hador of Yashim. And Rabbi Zul Omar told me as well. That Be'ezim Chazal was sucking a Simcha Gedoyla. The fact that we don't feel the Simcha, you know why? Because our hearts are rock. We have a feeling. When it bothers you when someone gets blown up in somewhere over there with the soldiers, it bothers you. Makes a difference to your life. It bothers you. You go back weiter. Pass the chips towards, right? What's the difference to your life? You know why? Because your heart is full of stone! Okay, weiter. Next sugya. Next sugya. Birthday, we go into a brand new sugya. Before we go on, Rabbi, I must give another warning to the halachas of buds. Very, very important. A person eats fruit, he does not know it can be over on lava, he goes from his arm and says he might as well go to a cheap restaurant. He said, he's having to schmack a bell! And if you have a bug in a fruit, that's 6, 7 lava in every single one! Times however many you have. Who are they? You go to the shuk. People have to be very careful. You go to the shuk. I know personally there are certain certificates over there that are fake. They're not real. They're coming up with a big certificate saying where this kashrus, it's raw.
How can they all close them up?
Because we have to find them first to close them up. It's a big problem. It's a big, big problem. There's not much we can do there. In the Takana Magazit, someone told me recently, big problem with Takana Magazit, they have fake certificates. Posh, fake certificates.
Restaurants, yeah.
I mean, you have in those 2 places, that's what I heard recently. It could be in a Khalami anywhere. I don't think it can happen anywhere. Very careful. You can buy food.
Not only the fruit stores, restaurants also.
Steak libels. We're making steak libels.
Hard of it. Just stop people coming in and people are looking and they're checking in.
Right,
you have to know where it is. Yes.
No, everything in the food court is not kosher.
In the who?
That's what he said. No.
No. I said you have to be very careful when you go to the market and you buy fruit to make sure it's reliable. Hersha, check the date. check the matzv, ask the mashkiach, here to check out the matzv. It's very important.
Every fruit plays in the shocker's culture.
Right? No. No.
You just said that, no.
No! You go check it out! Right, sir, everybody said, let me go.
Most aren't.
I bought salmi for you.
I'm kidding.
I know, and for me.
Very simple, I'm going to make a shahiyan on that.
You're talking about fruit, not food. Well, fruit steak.
I'm taking a little bit.
A lot.
Yeah.
You bought some what?
Right, everybody said!
I bought his brother-in-law.
Right, everybody said!
You want his brother-in-law?
Let's go! Not this.
I've been in the shop, ready? I've been in the shop.
You have to know. I'm not saying what's kosher or not kosher. I'm just saying you have to know. You go with the reliable person to help you out. But by the side, let me go into the brand new sugya. We're holding now the new sugya, which is extremely gay, to Bishvat, and that is the halachas of Kedimas Habrachas. Be'etzin, these halachas are gay every single day of your life. Every single day of your life. The Gemara Brachas tells us, Asher la'enes min ha'oyim ha'zeh b'lei bracha. That means it's an issur for a person to put something in his mouth with the wrong bracha. After they can't, Rabbi Yisai, a person has to know, when it comes to many halachas, for example on Shabbos, a person has a shayla on Shabbos. Can I do this? Can I not do this? What does he do? I don't know. You go ask a rabbi, you go ask next week someone, no idea. Up in brachas, Rabbi Yisai, not that way. Brachas is one of those things that you have to know now. I want to eat it. Well, I want to eat right now. But maybe a person has to know because brachas is very, very careful. That could be the morning with you, because brachas. But etzem, a person has to know. Kedimas habrocha. What does that mean? So the Mishnah, the Gemara in Shabbos tells us, Lamed Zayin, that the etzem, when you have something that's more choshev than its friends, that must be the one that you make the brocha on first. Dainu, you have in front of you a plate of, let's say, pasta and chicken. What brocha you make first? So everybody knows, pasta comes first, right? Why? Because mezonos is higher up on the chart than a shahako from the chicken. Now, the general clue with these things are as follows. Very important. Why do we say that one bracha is more chashuv than the other bracha? The answer is that the less things that a bracha includes makes it more chashuv. For example,
Machlokes. Why does it have any more?
That's something else. That will get you very good.
If you have a piece of good-looking flesh on the plate with some small little potatoes, you make hadama before Shabbat.
Yes.
The bottom line is that piece of flesh is more harsh.
Saying excellent! That's exactly what I'm saying right now. It's not a din in the food. It's a din in the bracha. Which is the more harsh of bracha? Therefore, I've always said, Hamotzi, top of the list. Why is Hamotzi top of the list? Because it only includes only bread. Therefore, it includes the least amount of food, and that comes first. Number two, mezonot. Right, and the strangers always wins anything else. Why? Because it only does specific things. And then you have, for example, okay, you have a yayin or whatever, but then you have eight, hadoma, and then shakel, and then smell. Again, because shakel is the bottom of the list. Why is shakel the bottom of the list? Because shakel is something that passes basically everything, right? Everybody knows, yeah, dinner the rover, what's a big shakel? Yeah, it's everything, right? Mice, it's not true. Then you have two halachas. It's not true.
Can you say the list again? Hamotzi mezonos.
Hamotzi mezonos, yayin, eight, hadoma, shakel, reach. Now the Maisa, a person has to know, it could be sometimes that when he makes the wrong broch, it's ma'akev. I'll give you an example. You have in front of you, Peris Tish. He has an apple and a grape. Which broch does he make first?
Grape.
Very good, eight, that's all he wants to make. What does he make the broch on? The eight, right? On the grape. How about if he picks up the apple, makes her eight, and he says, hey, what about this grape? You miss another eight? Or not another eight?
No.
Was that a bracha already?
Yeah. I had a bracha and I ate my apple.
Was it fun?
No, you don't make another bracha.
I'm saying good.
Don't make another bracha.
So his mind includes it. So.
Shabbos says no. He says make another eight. You know why? Because when does something pattern something else? When you make the bracha the most kosher, the great, patterns everything else. But when you make the bracha the least kosher, you come back to the more kosher than that, it doesn't work. That means unless you have that, even if it's in front of you, unless you have that, look precious. Hareinu gato mikvah, hareinu mukhar mezuman, then I'm going to go and patter this grape.
Why is it being mukhash than an apple?
A grape?
Why?
You tell me.
More expensive.
No.
You need a bottle of an apple first.
Then it could be that the grape has to need another ha'etz.
What's shivas aminim?
Shivas aminim is that which the Torah specifies as the most choshev of fruits that were found in Eretz Yisrael. What
is that?
What?
Which is that?
Which are they now?
Yeah.
You have olives.
Yeah.
Palm. No, I'm going to say, I don't know, it's shivas aminim now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I'm going to say, what do I have to say for? No.
Peach, figs, honey. Pitas, ayra,
shemesh.
Pitas, ayra.
Pitas, ayra.
Barley.
Eretz, tell us. Dvash, you know,
that's a good way to swallow. Honey, you said honey?
Yeah, honey, honey. Take
honey.
Too much.
Honey is not a fruit.
Dates, honey. Not bee honey, dates, honey. Anyway, Chazal gave a special chashivas of boys like
that these fruits and the name of the half chashivas. Okay. Let's get now into the halachas of kedumas habrachas be'etzem. Hamaitzi, if a person has in front of him a bowl of bread, sliced bread and rolls, what does he make the bracha hamaitzi on? Why? Baruch Hashem. If a person has in front of him a bowl of black bread and white bread, what does he make the bracha on?
It'll make a difference.
No, white bread.
White bread.
Yeah.
Wow. Gavaldic. Back to our time. Here we get to the Ikishayla of Tuvishvat. You have in front of you a whole bunch of fruits and vegetables. What a confusion are working today? Fruits and vegetables, Zabai Sai. What comes first?
Fruits.
Why does fruits come first?
You said eight is higher on the list.
What's that?
Eight is higher on the list. Oh.
So here we go, Zabai Sai. To the halacha. That I'm telling you now, most people do not match this halacha
b'chalal.
Kill my side.
The
my side.
I said, what do you do? That's all.
Okay, let's go. There's two halachim in this halacha.
Yeah.
My side. There's two halachim in this halacha. Chelik aleph is when you have a platter or a plate in front of you with all things. With the first, this is so crucial. This is the most crucial thing that could be in your life. It could be this was the reason why they sent you down onto this world, to know this halacha.
I don't know. Die after this year.
What's that? Could be he was put in this world just to hear a certain amount of Torah.
That's all he's here for. And he will
do whatever you want for the rest of your life.
That's all you need to know. That's it. You're back up.
Rabbi Sai, if you have a tray in front of you of all fruits, right, you have grapes, oranges, apples. What bracha comes first?
I don't believe it. What was the option?
I have a tray of fruit. Only fruit. No vegetables.
Exactly. Same order that you said.
Shibas Amina.
Grapes.
Oh. Says Rabbi Matthew, Shibas Amina.
Grapes, oranges, and apples.
Very single. Like single, but one minute. Well, see, this is an exception to that.
Oranges and apples.
Shivas Aminim always comes first. So therefore, if you have a tray of fruit, Rabbi Yisrael, when it comes to anything, a tumisvah, grapes or pomegranate. That's the most negair, or dates, or figs. But figs, you can't eat figs, right? That's the gomma to eat figs.
What?
Why?
Rabbi Yashin once said,
period? Fresh figs you're talking about?
Period.
Fresh figs?
Rabbi Yashin once said, no, listen to this, Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yashin once said, that when you're checking a fig for the bugs, it's not the pshat you're checking to see if there are bugs.
There are bugs.
You're checking to see if you've got them all out.
If you got...
Vadai with the Ashapol.
Fresh figs up in the mouth?
Fresh figs are awesome.
What about dried figs?
Dried figs probably even worse.
Is this more... Come on. Really?
Come on, Rabbi. That's it. Rabbi said, tomorrow morning there's going to be a share from somebody on Hilchus bug checking. Yeah. That's interesting.
Like, you know, how come all the Americans we don't have... Nobody checks for figs.
What? Figs. When I get dry fruits in my house, I check them all the time.
I'm saying figs in America?
The apricots, you pull them apart. The dates, you take out the pit, you cut it open.
That's it. Everybody say like this.
They cut the date open, you look inside.
Okay, so again. I have a plate of fruits in the lap. A plate of fruits in front of me. What comes first? Shivas Aminim. Great.
Which one comes first?
All the Shivas Aminim, whatever's nearer to the eight Eretz in the Pasuk.
So first you're allowed to eat in America and over
which
here you're not
eating? Which Eretz? The first Eretz or the second Eretz?
Very good. I was closer to eat
Eretz. So how come I eat figs? How come I eat figs in America and you're saying it's us or gum?
Garinim, you're after Garinim?
Yeah.
Many?
Right.
Garinim. And?
Did you have to check three?
Did you have to check three? Tomorrow morning, he's giving a thing in the morning.
Who's your shaggy?
Shaggy Kalas?
Yeah.
He's speaking here.
Who's your shaggy?
Shaggy Kalas.
No, he's speaking here.
Okay, let's move to the next shlap. Rabbeisa, next shlap. How about... Rabbeisa!
The two chavrusas are next to each other.
Matis. I have a fruit salad for the oilam. Fruit salad. Cut up bananas, strawberries, grapes, apples, or oranges. Rabbeisa, what bracha do I make?
The grapes.
The grapes?
You make it 8 periods.
Mr. Fletcher, what do you tell you? Fruit salad. Cut up into small pieces and mixed up in a bowl.
You make a shabbos hanging first, obviously, like that.
You just do the whole thing at once.
What does that mean?
You
make one bracha. Oh, a I have a mixture of fruits in a
fruit
salad.
Oh, you're taking them all in your spoon.
I'm taking
them
all in my spoon! It's a taroivus! What's a taroivus? A mixture! When you have a mixture of fruits, you go bracha! Who said that? Rave! Mr. Tarek Avaldik. He said that's rave! That means if rave majority of ingredients in the food salad is bananas, you make out double the whole thing.
What does
that mean? 50-50? 50-50 is a mushroom acher. Oh, but if it's a good mixture, normally there's always a rave and also meat. If rave of it is a double fruit, you go make a double, you don't make any eights. If rave of it is an eight, what? You go make an eight.
Really?
This is a Shulchan Aruch that's written in Simon Reish Yud Beis.
They're all the same size, but there's more of the eighth than
how many. If it's a mixture, only if it's a mix,
like a fruit and vegetable salad.
That's it, Galalda. Beautiful.
Okay. I can't eat the whole bag.
And what if it's half and half? What if it's
not? Oh, Rabbi Danny already asked that question already. You can't steal that question from Rabbi Danny. This about it. 50-50, then you've got a major problem, and the choyah has to be moisik or mamayit from one of the meaning. Okay, what's that? So that's
what
hard. Food salad, everybody said, what do you make? One bracha, it's a mixture. You go for the right majority ingredient.
Add in
next, what we say. How about if it's not a fruit salad? You get a platter of fruit and vegetables. That means, when I say vegetables, I mean hadoma. Dehainu, I have bananas, strawberries, apples, oranges, grapes, pomegranates, all sorts of things. That's what we call in Chazal, Ein b'chaseyem shavos. What does Ein b'chaseyem shavos mean? It means that the bowls are not equal. That means I have two different...
They said the salad, you see one bracha.
Again, that's only if it's a mixture. Now I'm holding by a nice tray where everything is musudar and there's no mixture. Rabbi Sai, what bracha do I say first? Again, Rabbi Sai, this is shayla's and game all the time.
Eight.
Anyone else? Everyone's masking?
Yeah.
I'm chaylik on all of you. Wow. So Rabbi says, hold him in the throat. Mr. Fletcher, I have a platter of fruit with bananas, that's adoma, grapes, shivas, I mean about eight, and apples and oranges and vernets.
It's the same idea if you have a steak platter with potatoes and vegetables.
That will get you. Oh, but near the hero, he says, it's not a mixture. What do I do? The bracha first. I have to make two brachas. Not one. I have to make adoma, and I have to make eight. Which one comes first?
Eight.
Emily is saying eight. I'm chaylik on all of you. The Shulchan Aruch says, you know what comes first? Whatever I like better. If I like bananas better than strawberries and better than grapes,
so how come it's sometimes
the line of shivers and beers? What's the job? Come on with your cat.
Sometimes it's the chashma bar. Sometimes it
ain't good.
Why do you like them both equally? What is chayim?
Oh.
And you're mixed up.
Okay, so if you have one,
we get that one.
Well, I'm having some second
of each now.
Hasn't that one?
Yeah. Right, then you're going to make chobim. Chobim means whatever you like better.
Always
chobim. But it's always chobim. But Rabbi said, chobim means...
Chobim lashes, you mean?
Yes! That means even if I have a grape here, I like bananas better, bananas are doma, a banana overrides a grape of Shimon's Armenia. Thank everybody, thank Rabbi Galva, thank Rabbi Fletcher, what's the chat? Shimon's Armenia is the best! What's going on? Simcha! Why does it override, a banana override a Shimon's Armenia? The answer is, I'll tell you why. Because when I have a bowl of fruit, and I have an apple, and I have a grape, and I'm going to make hot eight. So you're anyway going to make one bracha, what's that hot eight? So make that hot eight on the Shabbos Aminim. But over here, I'm going to make two different brachas. So if I'm going to make two different brachas, I want the bracha that I'm going to make to be on the one that I like the best. And anyway, you're going to make her eight. That's later. Oh, but the one I like the best, the rabbi said, Chaviv means, Chaviv means what you always like better. Chaviv means not now. I always like bananas better. If that's the case, you make all the bananas hadom. However, rabbi said, and this is going to get a little bit complicated, the Be'alocha says, that if you have grapes over there, and normally you like the bananas better, but right now, you like the grapes better. So even though we passed in that chaviv means what? You always like, and what I always like over here is what, the bananas. But over here, says the Be'alocha, we have a machalokas rishonim, and many rishonim hold number one, shivus aminim wins, number two are eight wins, number three wins, chaviv now wins. Eloch, he says of the Be'alocha, Rabbi Sai, zug the Be'alocha, that if right now you like the eight, and it's a shivus aminim, then that will win for a chaviv of normal.
Well, chaviv is more chashuv, hadam is chashuv a bracha than a eitz.
It's chaviv.
What is chaviv?
I love it better. I like bananas better. Okay, Rabbi Sai.
Yes.
How about, somebody asks this, I think two asks, what if there's no chaviv? What if I like both of them?
What
if I like both of them, Rabbi Sai? Then which one comes wins? You do not. Come out of here.
If you like both of them, no, then
Shemus Aminim. Oh, Bo Hashem, Shemus Aminim!
Well, that's it, not Shemus Aminim.
It's no Shemus Aminim, whatever you want. Okay, right.
What does that mean, Shemus
Aminim? Who?
What does that mean, Shemus
Aminim? Hearing this noise. Right, Rabbi Sai. Now, Rabbi Sai,
I want to know Shemus Aminim.
Shemus Aminim is grapes, pomegranates, dates, and figs. That's all you have to know, right?
Seven things or four things?
That's all we have to know. Most of them are for bread making, like wheat and barley.
That's not a fruit. Aminim means a
fruit. In the Gemara, wheat is called a fruit.
It's fruit of the wine.
We don't make paetz, we make a zayin.
There's lots of portions. That's only when it's made after. It's bread into a cookie. But if you eat it, it could be by itself, it could be made
after. What are you, if you eat a what by itself?
Barley, wheat, the crazy part of the world. Cannot eat it.
That's right.
Cannot eat it.
Granola
bars.
What?
Okay, rest of us, I have to finish now. I want to get this very clear.
Kenny granola bars.
Rabbi Shai, one last seek and then we're done. Rabbi Shai, one last seek and then we're done. If you have a platter of things, and both of the same bracha, everybody said, which one wins? No! Same bracha, everybody said, which one wins? No!
The Shivas Aminim.
Oh, Shivas Aminim. If you have a thing with two different brachas on it, which one wins? Chaviv, everybody said.